Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at DanaFarber.org/everywhere.
Hey, Marketplace listeners, you know around here we like to think you're never too young to learn about the economy and financial basics. That's why we're bringing the Million Bazillion Live Tour to schools to teach important lessons about budgeting, investing, saving, and more. It's all the fun of the podcast, but now live, immersive, and interactive. Special thanks to our tour partner, Greenlight, the debit card and money app for kids and teens. Learn more about Greenlight at greenlight.com/million. That is greenlight.com/million. This is Kai Rizdahl with a Marketplace Radio Short. This is a big day for Apple. The iPad 3 goes on sale today. Another retail and media coup for a company that's taken its share of media heat the past couple of months. A big series in the New York Times about conditions at the Chinese factories where Apple makes its iPhones and its iPads. A full hour on This American Life from a guy named Mike Daisy. An amazing, detailed story about his trip to some of those factories. A story he originally told in a stage piece, a monologue called The Agony and the Ecstasy of Steve Jobs.
And she listens to this and she says, "But you are not a businessman." And I say, "That's true, I am not a businessman." And she says, "And you aren't going to buy their products?" And I say, "That's true. I'm not going to buy their products." And she says, "You will lie to them." And I say, "Yes, Kathy. I'm going to lie to lots of people."
Our China correspondent Rob Schmitz has been reporting on Apple's supply chain for years, the factories in China, and some of the abuses there. And when he heard Daisy's story, it just didn't sound right. So he tracked down Daisy's Chinese interpreter. He met her in front of the same factory she'd taken Daisy to, and he started asking questions. In a collaboration with This American Life, here's Rob.
For years, reporters in China have uncovered a long list of problems showing the dark side of what it's like to work at factories that assemble Apple products. Mike Daisy claimed he encountered firsthand some of the most egregious examples of this history, all in just a 6-day trip he took to the city of Shenzhen. Here's one example from his monologue. It takes place at a meeting he had had with an illegal workers' union. He meets a group of workers who've been poisoned by the chemical N-hexane while working on the iPhone assembly line.
And all these people have been exposed. Their hands shake uncontrollably. Most of them can't even pick up a glass.
Kathy Lee, Daisy's translator in Shenzhen, was with him at this meeting. I meet her at one of the places she took Daisy, the gates of Foxconn.
Did you meet people who fit this description?
No.
So there was nobody who said that they were poisoned by hexane?
No, nobody mentioned the hexane.
I asked Kathy to confirm other details in Daisy's play, like the claim that the gates were patrolled by armed guards.
Did the guards have guns when you came here with Mike Daisy?
No, definitely no.
And with nearly every detail, the answer is the same.
No, this is not true.
Daisy claims he met underage workers at Foxconn. He says he talked to a man whose hand was twisted into a claw from making iPads. He describes visiting factory dorm rooms with beds stacked to the ceiling. But Kathy says none of this happened. Last week, together with Ira Glass, the host of This American Life, I confronted Daisy in an interview. I brought up the workers he says he met who were poisoned by N-hexane. I tell him what Kathy said. Kathy says that you did not talk to workers who were poisoned by hexane.
That's correct.
So you lied about that. That wasn't what you saw.
I wouldn't express it that way.
How would you express it?
I would say that I wanted to tell a story that captured the totality of my trip.
Did you meet workers like that, or did you just read about the issue?
I met workers in Hong Kong going to Apple protests who had not been poisoned by hexane, but
had known people who had been, and it was like a constant conversation that we were having about those workers.
So you didn't actually meet an actual worker who had been poisoned by hexane?
That's correct. Okay.
Daisy apologized to Ira Glass for not telling the truth to him and his listeners.
Look, I'm not going to say that I didn't take a few shortcuts in my passion to be heard, but I stand behind the work. My mistake, the mistake I truly regret, is that I had it on your show as journalism. And it's not journalism. It's theater.
This American Life wasn't the only journalistic outlet for Daisy. For the past year, he's been in the news constantly. Newspaper articles, op-eds, magazine profiles, online news sites. He's made numerous television appearances. CNN, C-SPAN, Bill Maher. And he usually says things like this from an appearance on MSNBC a month ago.
I saw all the things that everyone's been reporting on. I saw underage workers. I talked to workers who were 13, 14, 15 years old. I met people whose hands have been destroyed from doing the same motion again and again on the line.
Making Apple products.
Yes.
What makes this complicated is that the things Daisy lied about seeing are things that have actually happened in China. Workers making Apple products have been poisoned by hexane. Apple's own audits show the company has caught underage workers at a handful of its suppliers. These things are rare, but together they form an easy-to-understand narrative about Apple.
People like a very simple narrative.
Adam Minter is a columnist for the financial news service Bloomberg. He spent years visiting more than 150 Chinese factories. He's writing a book about the global recycling industry. He says the reality of factory conditions in China is complicated. Working at Foxconn can be grueling, but most workers will tell you they're happy to have the job. He says Daisy's become a media darling because he's used an emotional performance to focus on a much simpler message.
Foxconn bad. iPhone bad. You know, sign a petition, now you're good. That's a great, simple message, and it's going to resonate with a public radio listener. It's going to resonate with a New York Times reader, and I think that's one of the reasons why he's had so much traction.
And Minter says the fact that Daisy has not told the truth to people about what he saw in China won't have much of an impact on how the public sees this issue. And Apple will continue to try to clean up its image. The company's hired an independent auditor to inspect its suppliers throughout China. Charles Duhigg is a New York Times reporter who helped write an investigative series on Apple's supply chain. He told us that it may be hard to track whether conditions are improving because Apple hasn't yet released data that can be compared on a year-by-year basis.
My understanding is that Apple has said that they are going to begin releasing essentially granular data. And so we're looking for that to test the claims that things are improving as a result of Apple going in and demanding changes.
And if Apple does become more transparent about its supply chain, that could mean a step towards better working conditions, something Mike Daisy has been fighting for all along. From Shenzhen, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.